keep your mower running to break down the leaves and clippings. We're breaking things down to build the soil up next on Western Life Radio. Choose your adventure. With 46 state parks and an impressive list of recreational opportunities.
Yes, bass fishing at Sand Hall State Park.
Visitors might have a hard time choosing what to do each weekend.
Woo! Windsurfing at Deer Creek State Park.
Choose your adventure. Explore Utah and create memories at Utah State Parks. For campground reservations, ideas for your next adventure, or to purchase an annual pass, stop by stateparks.utah.gov.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Invest time today to build tomorrow's soil. Alex Grover with Utah Gardeners brings out the mower.
Hey, leaves are going to be dropping here pretty quick in the entire county and the entire state. And doing with those leaves is just absolutely important. A lot of folks will not use the leaves. They'll just throw them away or just get rid of them or take them down to the green waste. Even if you're just running your composting mower on them, chopping them up in your own lawn, that's a pretty important thing for improving the quality of your lawn. You don't want to waste those nutrients by throwing them in a garbage heap or burning them. You want to put those back into your system. And that's a really key and important way of handling things, is to make sure you take care of that and recycle what you've got rather than forcing it off on somebody else. We talk about depleted soils, and people worry about the nutritional quality of the food they've got and all these other things, and then they throw their leaves in the garbage. Those are really important things to maintain and to keep up, and we don't do it like we should. We don't think about it, and we decide to take the easy way out. That's just not going to be productive. I'm not done with my mower yet. I keep on telling myself I got one more mow. I'm probably going to keep that running probably into November, actually. My lawn is still growing. Not growing very fast, but still growing. And so until we really get probably the ground frozen or covered with snow, I'm probably going to keep that mower running.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.